This is The Invisible War with evangelist and author Dr. Rob Randall. There is a bigger battle going on in the world right now than we can even see. A battle that has existed since the beginning of time. This is not a war between countries, but an all-out assault on the very soul of people everywhere. Lives are being defeated and destroyed. Marriages are falling apart at an unprecedented rate. Children are rebelling against everything they've been taught. Addictions are rampant to everything you can think of. And all of this is the result of a spiritual war, which is the invisible war. And yet, there is hope. Rob Randall is a third-generation evangelist who has devoted his life to seeing people who have come to the end of themselves find a true life of promise and healing. The Invisible War is a journey that will lead us on the road to freedom and the path of fulfillment. There are no quick fixes, only a process, but it begins with the first step. So here's Rob Randall to take us through this journey one step at a time as we find hope in the Invisible War.
This is Rob Randall, and I'm so happy today that you have chosen to spend your time with us here on The Invisible War. I want to ask you today, are you free in Christ? Are you walking in the freedom that Jesus bought for you at Calvary? Are you free? Are you? Very important question today. As I ask you, I ask myself, Rob, are you free in Jesus? Are you walking in the freedom of Christ? The Bible says it was for freedom Christ came to set us free. Are you settling for life that is less than the freedom that Jesus bought for you at Calvary? Are you? Why? Why would we choose to live a life of bondage when we can be free in Him? What do you mean, free? What do you mean, free? Dr. Randall, what do you mean by that? Well, freedom is the liberty to do what God has in His heart for us to do and to be. It's liberty. It's not license. No, no, no. It's the liberty. It is the supernatural power of God that enables us to become all that God has in His heart for us to become. Are you free? Are you becoming everything that God has in His heart when He created you? He formed you in your mom's womb. Think of it. He formed us. And all of our days are written in a book, the Bible says. Think about it. He formed you. He loves you. He knit you. The Hebrew word is knit. He literally formed you. Did you know DNA looks like knitting yarn? He knit us. There's no one like you. You are wonderful and special and unique. God did it. And He loves you. Please hear me today. God loves you. He didn't form you to toss you out because there might have been mistakes. He doesn't make mistakes. He's God. There are no mistakes. There are no whoops. There are no oops. There is only the creation of God. God opens the womb and He closes the womb and He knits us in our mother's womb. And that which He has in His heart for you is available. It's available, but it is only available in Christ. It is only available through the Lord Jesus. Now, if you hear religion today, you're not listening very well. We're not talking about religion. We're not talking about a relationship with a church or church folks, as important as that is. We're talking about a relationship with the living, resurrected Lord Jesus Christ. And it is in that relationship, it is in that walk with Him that we have our freedom. I want to ask you today, are you free in Jesus? Jesus said, he who commits sin becomes a slave to sin. Our Lord taught that he who sins becomes a slave to sin. You may be saved. You may have given your life to Christ at a certain point in time, and you have trusted Him for the forgiveness of your sins. Wonderful. You have a home in heaven. That's great. But what about today? Are you walking in freedom? The freedom of Christ is not automatic. It is available. It is yours by legal right. The Lord Jesus bought your freedom for you when he died at Calvary. Amen. But it's not automatic. I wish it were. Oh, how I wish it was. The Bible says that we are to work at our salvation with fear and trembling. I'm not talking about just going to heaven. I'm talking about this salvation day in and day out, this sanctification, the process by which we are being made more and more and more like Jesus. It is in the work of Christ that we have our freedom. Jesus said, if you and I are to follow him, we must take up our cross daily and follow him. Daily. Daily. What is a cross? What is a cross? It's an instrument of death. A cross is where you die. It's a place of dying. It's a place of hurting. It's a place of sacrifice. It's a place of blood and murder and rotting flesh. Please hear me. As horrible as that is, that's the cross. That's the place of the cross. And you know, the natural man wants nothing to do with the cross. Everything within us wants to survive. We don't want to die. We want to survive. And yet Jesus said, if you are to follow me, he said, you must take up your cross daily and follow me. What does that mean? What does that look like? It means, nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. Paul puts it so well, I am crucified with Christ. We are to crucify the flesh with its desires. Oh, hear the word today. We have to humble ourselves. We have to empty ourselves of who we are without Jesus. We have to empty ourselves of our desires and our strength and our purposes for the purposes of heaven. Now, please understand, I'm fully aware that's not easy. What we share on the invisible war with you is not an easy message to hear. It's not an easy message to share. It is hard. It's a difficult road. Jesus said that this road would be so difficult that there would be few that would find it. That many would go the way of destruction and few there would be who would find the way of life. But life comes through death. Now that sounds crazy, doesn't it? That sounds crazy. No, it's true. Life comes through death. You can't walk the resurrected life of Christ. You can't walk with him unless you go through his death. And praise the Lord, he did it for you. He did it for me. All you and I have to do is humble ourselves and reckon ourselves dead in Christ. He did the work. He did the work. And if you and I will come to the place where we will reckon ourselves dead to the old man, we have in return the life of Christ. He will pour out his life as an artesian well of water springing up, the Bible says. He will pour out in abundance his life within us, that his life might be poured out through us. Are you free today to allow the very life of Christ to be poured out in and through your life to others? Are you? It was for freedom Christ came to set us free. Please, don't accept anything less than the freedom Christ bought for you at Calvary. As we continue our study in Lies That Kill, the Supernatural Battle for Truth, I want to encourage you today, get your Bibles, study with us, listen with your heart at what the Bible has to say to all of us today. Would you do it? We've talked about the dangers of bitterness. You know, there are only two kinds of people, those who have been hurt and those who have been healed. If you have been healed, Jesus healed you. He is Jehovah Rapha, our healer. And if he has not healed you of your wounds, then you are still wounded. The Lord offers us healing. Please hear me. Bitterness leads to a life of separation, of isolation and loneliness. And what's so sad about that is that God has created us for relationships, that we are to love and be loved, to give and to receive. And yet bitterness separates us from being able to love and receive. Bitterness leads to a life of pride and self-centeredness. And God resists the proud, but He gives His grace to the humble. Bitterness leads to a life of rebellion against God. For when you are bitter, when I am bitter, when we hold an offense toward anyone, we are saying, God, you are not just. You ought to take care of this, and you need my help. That's what we're saying in our hearts, and it's wrong. It is a dangerous thing to ever sit in the seat of judgment, for it's not our seat. It's not our place to sit. And rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. 1 Samuel 15:23. And bitterness leads to a life of blasphemy. Blasphemy. The Bible says, as you have received Christ Jesus, so walk in Him. We are to live the same way we received Him, by grace. It was a gift. You didn't earn it. You didn't pay for it. It's a gift. By faith, you receive it. You receive it. And as we are saved by grace, we ought to be gracious. If you and I have been forgiven of our sin by the Lord Jesus, freely, freely, it cost Him His life, but freely He has given us freedom. You know what I see when I see Calvary? You know what wraps it up for me? You know what defines Calvary for me? It's forgiveness. It's a place of forgiveness. Please hear me today. I need forgiveness. I'm a sinner. I've messed up. I have broken people's hearts. I've broken the Lord's heart. I have sinned against God. And I want you to know, Calvary offers me that forgiveness. Calvary offers me that forgiveness. When I receive that forgiveness, how arrogant it would be of me, how selfish it would be of me not to offer that same forgiveness to others who have hurt me, who have disappointed me. Oh, please hear the word. Bitterness leads to a life of blasphemy. What a tragedy it is to claim something and not be able to live it. To say that you're saved, and yet you are not willing to offer that same forgiveness of Calvary to others. Bitterness leads to a loss of God's power. We need God's power. My power is not enough. Your power is not enough. And Satan's power will destroy us. We need God's power. And bitterness will literally suck the life out of your heart and life. Please hear me. Bitterness brings the judgment of Almighty God. The Bible says, by the same measure that you judge, it will be measured to you. Judge not, lest you be judged. We talked about how there is a law of reciprocity, that which you send out is what you give. If you give blessing, you receive blessing. I remember when we came to the memorial service of my father, it was so clear that he had friends from all over the world. Why? Because he was their friend. He had been a friend to them. Therefore, he had friends. That's the way it works in life. You bless others, they'll bless you. If you curse others, then those curses come back upon your own head. And bitterness ultimately leads to a life that ends in death. Bitterness will destroy your life. Bitterness will destroy your life. Our bodies are an amazing system of all kinds of chemicals. Henry Wright in Pleasant Valley Church in Thomaston, Georgia, puts it this way. Our bodies are a whole lot of all kinds of chemicals. Here a squirt, there a squirt, everywhere a squirt, squirt. Okay? And so our bodies are imbalanced because of how God has created them. Bitterness is a toxic brew that, when harbored in your heart, will cause all kinds of chemical imbalances, all kinds of toxicity in your system. I remember Adrian Rogers preached a message years ago on Psalm 51. I'll never forget it as long as I live. He says, hanging on to bitterness is like throwing sand in machinery. It just messes things up. It's messing your body up. God never intended for you and for me to stay bitter. That's why Jesus died for our sin, so we would no longer have to carry that which would destroy us. He died so that we might live in Him. You might be saying, Dr. Randall, you don't understand how bad I've been hurt. I can't let that person off the hook. They've hurt me too bad. They need to pay for what they've done to me. Please hear me. Getting rid of bitterness does not condone sin. Forgiveness never condones sin. Again, Pastor Henry Wright helps us to understand that forgiving others is not condoning their sin. It is necessary to understand that in releasing your offender, he says, you have released yourself. You forgive others because Christ has forgiven you. You don't have to carry someone else's sin inside of you. Their sin is their sin. God will be their judge. My friend, your freedom does not depend upon their resolution. It depends upon your resolution. When you forgive others, you are not letting them off the hook, but giving them to God still wiggling on the hook. What a great statement that is. You're now off the hook. When you forgive someone, you continue to hate their sin, yes, but you are commanded to love them, to forgive. You don't have to condone their sin. What I'm sharing with you next holds the keys to unlocking the secrets to the evil work of bitterness in your life. If you have made it this far, be warned now. Be warned, the enemy will do everything within his power to hinder you from continuing the journey into spiritual cleansing. But my friend, you hear me, it's not enough just to hear and give intellectual, mental assent to these truths. We must walk into the cleansing power of the Lord. Please stay with me. Stay on course now. We're almost there. My prayer for you that you will not only be able to see how the lives of bitterness have been so effective in your life, but that you will be able to call upon Holy Spirit to destroy all the works of bitterness. May you be set free from these powers of darkness and their murderous effects they have had in your life. It's time for freedom. It's a new season, a new year. It is a new opportunity today to be set free. Getting rid of bitterness is not just agreeing with what the Word of God says about it. Of course, we must begin with the foundation of truth to experience the freedom in Christ. Yes, for it is the truth that has the power to set us free. John 8:32. My friend, we can believe every word of the Scriptures is true and yet never know God and His wonderful work in our lives. The devils believe the Word of God is true, but look at the mess they're in. In James 2, verse 19, James says, you believe that God is one, you do well. The demons also believe and shudder. It's not just about what we believe in our minds. It is what we act on. It's what we come into agreement with that ultimately changes our lives. Now, our next program, we're going into depth in how to get rid of bitterness. You don't want to miss the next program on the invisible war. Join us next time. We will get into this in depth. It is now. It is now available to you and me. This wonderful freedom that Christ bought for us at Calvary. As we close our time today, one of the great privileges that I have in all of life is to be able to pray with you. Would you join your heart with my heart? As we come into the presence of the Lord in prayer, would you do it? What a joy it is to be able to pray with you today. Lord Jesus, I want to thank you. Thank you for this program. Thank you for the opportunity that you have given each of us to come into your presence right now. The veil of the temple has been torn by God so that we now have access to the Holy of Holies, the very presence of Almighty God. Thank you. Thank you that you hear our prayer, and thank you that you answer our prayer. Lord, we believe that. We believe that you are able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or even think. You're greater than our prayers. And Lord, even when we do not know how to pray, your word says that the Holy Spirit of God will take over the prayer meeting and intercede for us with words that we could never even speak. We call upon you to do that. Lord, I pray for my friend who's hurting, who's all but lost hope, a child that's wandered off into the world into sin, who has followed the siren call of the evil ones. Lord, I pray for that child. Bring him home. Bring him back. Bring him to his senses. Lord, bring him back to the Father's house that he may know how much you love him, how much you've always loved him. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, hem him in, hem her in. Lord, bring them back in Jesus' name. Bring them back. We plead with you. We ask, Lord, in Jesus' name, that you would do a greater work than we even know how to pray. And I ask, Lord, do it today. Do it today. Now, if you're listening to me today, and at this moment, if you have never received Christ as your Savior, you're not sure you're going to heaven when you die, would you pray this prayer with me right where you are? Would you do it? Say it out loud. Say it out loud with me. Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. That's right. Pray it with me. Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. And I know that you love me because you died for me. I ask you to come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. I receive you as my Savior and my Lord. Oh, Lord, seal this prayer time with your blood. May it not be stolen or twisted in any kind of way. Lord, I ask that you would continue to do that which is in your heart. And Lord, I ask that you would give us hearts to receive your work today. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Now, if you prayed with me today, would you let me know it? Would you email me? TheInvisibleWar.org. That's TheInvisibleWar.org. You can email me through the website, or you can call me toll free, 1-877-808-8886. That's 1-877-808-8886. I look forward to hearing from you. I want to encourage you. Would you give a generous gift today to the radio ministry? You can give online, theinvisiblewar.org, or you can mail your gifts if you don't have a computer to Rob Randall Ministries, P.O. Box 5, that's P.O. Box 5, McKinney, Texas, 75070. Let us know how we can minister to you, and thank you for your generous gift. Do it today. May I take this opportunity to encourage you, wherever you find yourself, whatever you are facing, however desperate you may feel, God is greater than our needs. God is greater than our every need. We at the Invisible War are here to help you walk in the freedom of Christ. We believe you have a holy destiny that the enemy has either stolen or is trying to steal. Please let us know how we can serve you. If you need a prayer session, call us today. Call us toll-free, 1-877-808-8886. That's toll-free, 1-877-808-8886. Or you can contact us through our website, theinvisiblewar.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Do it today. Now we look forward next time when we will continue our study in Lies That Kill, the Supernatural Battle for Truth, right here on The Invisible War.
This has been the weekly radio program called The Invisible War with Rob Randall. You don't have to live defeated, heartbroken, or in bondage to anything. Give everything you are to everything He is, and you will begin to see your life transformed into the life He has made you to be, for your sake and for everyone around you. Remember to check out theinvisiblewar.org for resources, podcast information, and just a place to let us know how to pray for you. We'll see you next time on The Invisible War.
This is Rob Randall, your host and teacher of the Invisible War Radio Ministry. I'm so excited to invite you to join me and many others for what I believe promises to be the most strategically important Invisible War conferences we have ever offered. We will meet on Friday evening, the 20th of March, and all day Saturday, March 21st, at the Cleburne Conference Center in Cleburne, Texas. To register for the Invisible War Conference, go to theinvisiblewar.org. That's theinvisiblewar.org. There you will find all the conference schedule and details. Again, that's this coming Friday, March 20th, and Saturday, March 21st. Go to the website, theinvisiblewar.org, and register today.